It's 86 degrees.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios, it's time for some sports talk right here on the Fort Recovery Radio. Now here's your host, Bubba and Fee.
Hey, Bob, can you answer your phone?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey! Are we on?
We're on.
Welcome to Sports Talk Wednesday night. Bubba and Fee. We got some special guests today. Got my old partners here in the old baseball studios.
Good to have you here,
Dave
buddy.
Kalp.
I'm glad to be here.
Wes Winning. Wesley, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Well, boys, we had a hell of a week, didn't we? My God.
It went fast.
It did go fast.
Yeah.
Don't you wish, like, there wasn't... It's just weird how it goes, ain't it? You wait for that day so long, and then it gets here, and it's almost like it's like a downer.
Yeah, it was.
This weekend, you know? But I heard I didn't make it to Monday night to the celebration.
Nice crowd up there.
So I heard. You and Fee did a great job. Jerry did a good job.
We had a nice crowd up there, and Jerry did a great job of talking about the team. I think it was something that needed to be done because they deserved it.
I could not agree more. Talk a little bit about what went on, Jerry.
I think it started out. The AD Kurt Ramel went up there and did a nice little presentation and thanked the boys and gave them a couple of his high notes that he remembered throughout the year. And then Jerry got up and talked basically about the year and about the team. And then he went through the seniors, and actually he went through all the players. He started with the youngest and went up through the seniors and did a nice job talking about them. And
you get emotional?
I thought he was at one time. I thought he was going to at one time, but I don't think he did. I think he was really proud of what happened. I really did.
Oh, man. Well, he's all proud. Gee, Willikers. You think, looking back on it and when you look at what Newark Catholic did that final game, we were so close to winning state.
Well, you know, absolutely we were. And I think you never know what could have happened if...
Spencer is
if we would have played, if we would have played in that lower bracket when we got there and played one of them other teams, you know, I'm not saying we would have won, but I have a feeling that we probably would have.
Yeah.
And then we could have got to that championship game and you know, same thing might have happened. But on the other hand, you just never know.
No.
So... Newark was good. I told Jerry, I think we played them 10 times. We beat them 5.
You know what? I can't argue that. As that game progressed, you know, we set up Eric Alpin, and it just, you know, I think they scouted us real good. They played, you know.
Took away all of our, but, you know, like Jerry said, there was nothing he could do in the first five innings because we couldn't get anybody on until we had two outs. So we couldn't do our stealing. We couldn't do our bunting. We couldn't do some of that small ball game that we'd like to play, and you know, when you don't have that situation, what are you going to do? So you just have to wait for somebody to get that big hit, and it's something that we've done throughout the year. We just couldn't do it that day.
Yeah. Wes, did you talk to the guys afterwards, or did you – what was the demeanor of the kids, you know? You hang around with them. Was they pretty down on the dumps, were they?
They were, but they weren't. You know, I mean, you got to look at the big picture. From where we were their freshman year,
yeah,
and to where they've came and ended up, you know, obviously it's a downer. You never want to lose on a stage like that, but just getting so close, you know, I mean, it kind of sucks, but you got to look at the big picture, man.
Yeah,
came a long way.
I don't think that'll hit them. I don't think it hit them yet. I think they'll realize it, you know, a few years from now and say, my God, you know, how good were we? But you know, just the accomplishments. The records that Jerry had the other night was actually incredible because I think that the team broke. I'm guessing here, but it was incredible. I want to say there was maybe in the teens how many records that this team broke.
I think you said 19, I believe. You said it was some.
There was a lot of records that this team broke. Obviously, the 17-0 start, and they played the most games in a season. They won the most games in a season. Jackson Hobbs, I think, had 15 records that he broke himself. They all had records.
I think there were three guys that broke the record for the most at-bats in a season.
Mitch Stallman broke three records, and they were all his, I think.
Yeah.
Broke his own.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool. It was a tremendous year. It's one that, you know, me and you, Wes, we just had a fabulous year bringing it to him. We couldn't have had more fun. I mean, I listened to the archives of them games. We are idiots.
Well, the way it started out, the way that Chuck actually started this thing out was playing some of the final calls against Coldwater and Minster, and then at when we went to Wittenberg and we played Sydney and we played Country Day. So he had some of those highlights on there. And I can see how people don't hear us very good home, you know? We get a little
bit
crazy.
You don't think about that as you're sitting there screaming and acting like an idiot.
And then I can't tell you, when Hal McCoy said you can't celebrate in the booth, geez, I don't know how you could do that.
No, I don't either.
I wouldn't even want to do the job then.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, we just got,
and the thing is,
got into the game.
Yeah, that's right. And for us, who are Jones, we dye purple. We me and you've been lifers, and as we, you know, all of us have. But that was I'm a huge basketball fan. I'm the biggest basketball fan there is. That's my number one sport. But I will say this: this baseball season was as fun as I've had since '99.
No doubt. No doubt.
I freaking loved it.
Yeah, it was. And every game, we just got to know more and more. We could see what they were going to do. We could tell. I mean, we just seen enough of those games that we almost predicted what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and people always, I mean, I talked to my sister-in-law tonight, and she said that they listened to us when we were at Wittenberg. And she said that we enjoyed that like crazy. So.
Yeah, I was at the Elks, played golf Tuesday, and I had a number of people that come up and said how much they enjoyed listening to it. And that they like that kind of like that hometown.
Well, yeah.
We're so by the book. And, you know, we got Wes burping into Mike all the time, making unbelievable noises.
Yeah,
that was Wes.
We're going to have to work on that.
We do. Next year, we got to get his manners a little bit.
Well, you know, it's his first year. So
it is his first year.
Like, you know, it was our
veterans.
Like it
was. Did Wes have the frog also? There was a
Wes
frog.
Wes did. Wes, every once in a while, Wes would let that go.
It always seemed like it came from the other end of the row from us.
It was always beside me, I can tell you that.
So Wes is a ventriloquist.
Yeah. He is a ventriloquist.
I know how he throws it, but he did it.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, I wasn't actually like texting my girlfriend in the big time games and everything. You gave me so much crap for that.
Yeah.
And then I got crap from the rest of the town.
Did your own.
And I wasn't even, I don't even know what to say. Like, everybody's like, how are you texting your girlfriend at a big time game? And I'm like, I wasn't.
Yeah,
Bob's just an idiot.
Oh, well, he's learning though, Annie.
Yeah, he was awesome.
If you can dish her out, you better be able to take her. That's what my dad always told me. So I can handle about anything.
Well, your dad never really dished much out.
No, not at all. Not at all. So anyway, we're going to have the seniors in here during the baseball season. And I'd like to get Jerry up here one more time. You know, a lot of people have been asking if they think Jerry's coming back next year.
George asked him at the homecoming there on Monday night. George Tomlin said, he asked him what he said to the officials when the second baseman dropped that ball. And Jerry said, I just went out there and pleaded. And he said, I was so upset because we have four umpires at this game now. And we're thinking, how can you miss a call? And he said the reality of it was he was out of position, but if we had two umpires like we had throughout the entire year, that call would have been made, and he'd have seen that ball on
the
ground.
And the umpire would have been standing right exactly where he would have seen.
So he said,
that
you know,
dropped the ball.
He said, I just told him, you know, the guy dropped the ball, and he went to all of them. And the first base umpire said he was looking at first base. Which is exactly right. Why? There's nobody on first base.
Right.
There's absolutely no reason to watch it. So that was his excuse. But
I didn't watch him, but I'll guarantee you he wasn't looking at first base. He just wasn't going to overrule his buddy.
Well, you know, and it is hard. You don't want to make the other guy look bad. But on the other hand, if it's the right call, it's the right call. It shouldn't make the guy that made the call
have to help him
upset.
Out. If you see it better than them,
It
happens in football, happens in basketball,
I think that's just part of it. So
Jerry asking, now if the other official had asked him, maybe he would have said something, but...
Well, back to the question that Bob had about Jerry coming back next year. He didn't say yes, and he didn't say no. So he said he had to go through his evaluation with the school and see how they handled everything and what they wanted him to do. But, you know, he said he loves baseball, I think he would do it. I think he would. I've never really asked him. I guess I assumed.
Right. Well, you're listening to Bubba and Fee Sports Talk here on 4 Recovery Radio. If you got any text or anything, call us 419-852-9201. Also, Dave Kalp's number is
419-234-2976.
Our sidekick, Mr. Feely, is he's working down at the shop. You know, he's the new owner
at Hastings
Auto, so he's got a little bit more responsibility down there. So he's got a late job. He said he might stop up later. I think Bill Stalwart said he might stop up.
Now here's something let me jump in here real quick with the Jerry Kalp thing. I think that Jerry, being Jerry, was just going to not say, yes, I'm coming back, without discussing it with the administration. I don't think that he was going to just assume they would love to have him back, which obviously they would, but I think that's why he said it the way he did. That's the way I read it, that he just isn't going to assume that they're going to just run out and say, hey, Jerry, will you coach the team again? I'm pretty sure they will.
I think they go through their deals. And
yeah, right. So he's going through protocol. I don't think he's assuming anything, although anybody, any reasonable person could. That's what I read from it. So I'm saying he'll be back as long as some situation doesn't change drastically where he has to be somewhere else doing something else. So go ahead, Bob.
We all want Jerry back. How he did a hell of a job, and I hope he comes back. I think the decision will be Jerry's, and he's a busy guy, you know, and you don't know how much this took out of him, I hope he comes back, and he's a hell of a coach, and he's a lot smarter about baseball than I'll ever be. I know that he X's and O's the craps out of him and
thinks about it constantly.
He does. We'd like to give a shout out to Greg McClure listening to Delphus, shooting us a text today. P-Dog, yeah. Appreciate you listening. He's a loyal listener. By
P-Dog, I drove through Delphus today. I threw trash in your yard.
That a boy. So, that a boy. So we're going to take a break, Chuck. What we got? Who's our sponsors tonight, Charlie?
Got Wayne IGA. Got Wayne. Tin Man's. Got Rossburg Acres. Have K&L.
Chuck, was you even listening to us?
I'm behind his line.
Are you behind?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like 5 seconds
behind you. Are you? Let's take a break and pay some bills, and we'll be back right back with Sports Talk with Calpe and Bubba and Wesley.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbeller with Wayne IGA. The weather is warming, and so are the deals here at the store. We have some awesome deals in the produce department on all berries, peaches, cantaloupe, and many, many other items. The grocery is brimming with lots of great specials on IGA products, and of course, our deli and meat departments have great deals with cuts to your specific liking. Also, don't forget, June is National Dairy Month, so thank a dairyman today. We will have some great ice cream deals to celebrate. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery will once again be raffling off a Harley Davidson with proceeds being donated. This time around, it will be a Harley Davidson Heritage Classic with all proceeds being donated to the Heart of Hospice for the surrounding areas, Mercer, Dark, and Jay County Hospice. Tickets are $10 a piece, limit to 900 tickets. Stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for a chance at a Harley Davidson with proceeds donated to our local Heart of Hospice.
Fort Recovery Radio wants to thank our growing number of loyal listeners, and we appreciate your comments about the great variety of music and the local news and information. And remember, if you have an event to promote and you want us to help you promote it at no charge, email us at FortRecoveryRadio@Outlook.com. And we will be happy to help you promote your event right here on Fort Recovery Radio. And once again, thank you to all our loyal listeners for listening to our sports, information, and music 24 hours a day. Right here on Fort Recovery Radio.
The Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts is sponsoring the second annual Fort Recovery Night at 5th Third Field in Dayton, Ohio on Friday night, July 10th at 7 p.m. when the Dragons will play the Lansing Lugnuts. There are good seats available for a limited time on the third base side. If you have never seen a Dragons game, you are in for a real treat. Besides great baseball, fantastic food, and a beautiful stadium, there is lots of family-friendly fun action in between innings as well. The Dragon mascots help whip the crowd, and the young activity staff helps select young kids to go down on the field and participate in games and activities. Seats are reservable now for $15 each and can be reserved at Fort Recovery Insurance or by calling Karen Myring at 419-375-4000. If there's no answer, leave a message. Tickets will be available for pickup a couple of weeks before the game. Transportation is not provided. All proceeds from the sale of tickets will go toward park maintenance and programs. Don't wait. Tickets sell fast. Check Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts out on their website and Facebook page at Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts.
Now we are. FR Radio.
Coming to you live. Probably another phone call. Who we got?
Some kid looking for a job, boys. You need anybody?
All right.
Nope.
We like people looking for jobs.
That's right. So we pretty much touched on the baseball scene, and we, you know, we're dang proud. How about let's switch gears here a little bit? How long did you make it for the Cavs game last night?
Into the fourth quarter. And they were coming back, and I just couldn't keep my eyes.
The end of the fourth quarter. Into the fourth quarter.
Into the fourth quarter when they made their comeback.
And you went to sleep.
It was down to three. I went upstairs, turned it on. They were back to six. I think there was 6.5 minutes to go.
And you went to bed.
Couldn't do it. Shut it off.
That was it.
Checked it out this morning, see who won.
Well.
Who won?
It was. Cavs never happened. They were never behind.
That's good.
81-80 at one time. Cut her to one.
I said today they were never behind.
Right. They cut it to one.
Oh, they cut it to one.
But
okay.
What a game, Wes. What did you think? Wasn't that unbelievable?
It was unbelievable. I mean, I've been a Cavs fan forever. And, I mean, you see something like that, you know, it's great. I mean, coming into the finals, you know, being a fan like that, I mean, they have every obstacle in the world. I mean, right. Their whole team's injured.
Yeah.
I mean, he's losing from our starting lineup at the beginning of the season. It was LeBron, Deion Waiters, Barajal,
right,
Irving, and Love. Well, two of those guys are out because of injuries. Deion got traded. And Barajal's out because of an injury.
Right.
I forgot about him, but, I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, LeBron is he's doing this with
in Australia.
A cast of ex-Knicks that couldn't make the team for the Knicks, and an Australian, and Tristan Thompson is just...
Thompson's tough.
He's tough. That guy is a rebounding extraordinaire. But, you know, just watch that game, watch it unfold. You know, you can't say more about LeBron. He's the greatest player of all, you know, one of the greatest players of all time.
He is the greatest.
If he wins this championship, it solidifies him as the greatest player of all time.
Oh, I would say without a doubt.
To lead this team.
Does Golden State, do they have any guys that are injured? I mean, do they have guys out, or they got their full squad right now?
No, I think they're full squad. Yeah.
So if he does that against those guys, you're right.
Thursday is unbelievable. Thursday is a huge game.
Yeah, they want to go back up 3-1 for sure. They're down. If they're 2-2, it's...
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But what Curry ended up with 27?
Yeah, he was unbelievable fourth quarter, 18 to fourth quarter.
But did you hear about Dellavedova after the game?
Took him to the hospital for dehydration.
Because dehydration. I mean, that guy played his heart out. How do you not root for a guy like that?
I agree.
He's over that floor.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because he catches, during the whole season, he caught so much hell. People hated him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's terrible.
I don't know. He's a role guy.
Colin Cowherd tweeted.
Yeah, I saw this.
That he's the worst player to ever play in an NBA championship. This was the first game of the series.
Right.
He said he's the worst player to ever play in a championship series. He had 20 points last night.
Yeah. Right. Doesn't sound like worst player.
And he has been shutting the best score in the NBA this year down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unreal.
I agree. It's been
3 points at halftime.
Yeah. Right.
What was his shooting? 5 for 23 or something?
I don't know if he had that many shots first half. Oh, you mean
in the game?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not sure either. But but it's just unbelievable what LeBron's doing, and you know, it's amazing. You watch that game. LeBron has had the ball in his hands
every possession
for 44% of the game. The ball's in LeBron's hand. 44% of that game, LeBron had it.
That's amazing.
That is the whole game. He had it in his hand. 44% of the game.
You know, and I think it's crap because a lot of people are looking at his numbers saying, you know, he missed 20 shots in this game. I mean, he was like 14 for 34, you know, last night. But that's bull crap.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, he's got to do that to win the series.
Because they have to control the tempo of the game, right. And that's how they do it.
He makes those fadeaways where he cuts across the lane and jumps back. And
going 100 mile an hour.
Going 100 mile an hour. There's absolutely no way you can defend that. And he makes that shot a lot. So it's amazing how they do that. And they're letting them play, too, I think, when I was watching.
That's finals basketball, though. And I think that's the reason why Golden State is really struggling, because
I'm trying to get the white checks mix.
Out of that bowl?
The white stuff is
your favorite?
Yeah.
Bob, just eat it.
Just shut up?
Just shut up and eat it.
All righty.
It's like picking the cashews out.
You don't pick cashews out?
I like these right here.
Oh, no, them are terrible.
Melba toast.
Nominal.
Well, the Cavs got to win Thursday night. Tomorrow night, go back 3-1, and I bet they do come back to Cleveland yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because that'll be...
I see Golden State opened a 3-point favorite Thursday night.
Really?
Yep. 3-point favorite. So, I don't know. I think that, you know, the key is, can the Cavs not wear down? Because they're only playing 7 players.
That's right.
They only got, you know, and Golden State's playing 10. Another thing is David Lee looked good, so you're going to see him more than Bogut. So, I don't know. It's going to be fun to watch. And, man, the city of Cleveland and...
They're rocking, baby.
Urban Meyer's in OH.
Right. So, yeah, they're rocking.
Loved it.
And, you know, even guys like Mike Miller came off the bench last night. First thing he's
dove after ball.
Exactly. I mean, he's in there for 5 minutes and he's diving 3-4 times on the floor, more than the Warriors have the whole series. I mean, that's great. And he's in, like, even a guy like him,
his
limited minutes, you know, he's still wrapped up like a mummy after the game because he's sore as heck, you know. And I think that just goes to show West Coast basketball and East Coast basketball.
Yeah.
I think East Coast is more
physical.
Physical. West Coast is more flashy.
Yeah.
Big difference.
You know, what's up, Chuck?
You just said up, Chuck.
Up, Chuck.
Don't say that.
Chuck, you going to tell us what you're laughing about?
Do what?
What are you laughing about?
Oh, the Reds finally won again.
Hey, they swept great. They really swept the series.
The Phillies.
Swept the Phillies.
Yeah.
We're 27-31, 4 games out of the wild card.
And
we're back, baby.
And 88 games out of first place.
Spencer, it's not the point.
Cardinals are going to slip a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to the Reds a little bit. We're done with the Cavs?
Well, let me say this, ask this about the Cavs, because I think I heard this yesterday. The Golden State won the first game. Cavs
Correct.
Won the second game.
Correct.
That's the first playoff game the first championship playoff game they've ever won.
The Cavs?
Yeah. I think I heard them say that's the first championship game they've ever
won. Probably because they got swept by San Antonio and...
LeBron's last year, right?
Yeah. I think it was 07.
07. Yeah, so that's just, you know, and now they're kind of in the driver's seat. And everybody's
for now
afraid of them.
I mean, I'm not throwing in the towel in the series yet, saying that Cleveland's going to win this. But, I mean, it's just amazing how LeBron elevates these players. I mean, what he's dealing with right now. I mean, even like you talk about 2007 finals, the team he took there. It's just... There's literally 50 feet of crap, and then there's those players.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unreal. Larry Hughes, Eric Snow. Nobody knows those guys.
No, that's right. And to be in the... And be where they're at.
Oh, he's been in the championship series 5 straight years?
Correct.
Right. And he's going to be in there five more years. Put my money on it. There's no...
Well, if he can do it with all the people that have gone out for the Cavs this year, and he's...
If they get those players back, which I'm assuming Love will come back, and I'm assuming
Love
Kyrie
says
Irving
he's come back. I don't know if he will or not.
Kyrie Irving.
Well, if not, they'll find somebody. They'll go out and they'll make sure they get somebody to go along with him. I mean, know that they have something there, they will make sure that happens.
The key to the Cavs this season was when they picked up Moskov.
Oh yeah,
for 2 first round draft picks who are never going to be anything. I mean, they're going to be the 30th pick.
Right.
Or 28th, you know, the next 2 years. They're giving up nothing for that guy, and he is an absolute animal.
He's a monster.
He is, and defensively, he is a stud. How many times did they drive in there and he went straight up and they never called a foul?
Yeah.
He's quicker than a guy thinks.
Yeah.
He's quicker than I thought, I guess.
And he can shoot it.
Yeah.
He is a hell of a player, the big Russian.
Yeah. The guy. Yeah. Well, I wish them luck tomorrow night. I hope the hell they can win one more game here at home. And then,
if they win it, let's say they win Thursday. They go to Golden State, lose two. They come home. They'll burn down Cleveland.
If they,
they will destroy the city of Cleveland if they win.
But how great is that for the state of Ohio?
We're going
up there.
You got the Buckeyes.
Go for a party.
Why would you not?
It would be a party.
It would be unbelievable.
Like, yeah, you would see stuff that you haven't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be. God. Unbelievable.
They so always wanted to go to Cleveland this time of year anyway.
You'd want to wear your fireproof suit.
Yeah.
Better. Chuck, how about Chuck, you listen to us or not? You got us? We're going to pay some more bills here with our sponsors, our tremendous sponsors. We got a huge weekend here we got a big time next 10 days here in the fort. This weekend is the alumni softball, and we're going to go over the games and who plays at what time. I got all the schedules. We're going to go over that. I'm going to be DJing down there, I guess, Friday, Saturday. So we're going to play music, and man, it's just a great time. If you've never been to alumni softball, I tell you, it's getting bigger and bigger. And Spencey's got...
When is that?
Spencey's down there this weekend.
Yep.
And then it's Jubilee week, and the Jubilee keeps getting bigger and better, and you know, people are really, the young people have bought into the Jubilee.
Yes.
And that's what had to happen.
25 years ago, nobody would not go even, to the Jubilee, no matter what.
I don't even think it was that long ago. I mean, even when I ran it, which was, I ran it for 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 2002 to 2005. It was, you know, Shaney had it, Smitty had it, Bill had it.
Yep.
We never had what they got now, and that is young people that the Thursday night thing has been just tremendous.
Yeah, that was success. A great idea. I don't know why we didn't think of that earlier.
Well, we did it, Spencey. We just did the softball across the road. Well, what they decided was let's just make that Thursday across the road a huge party.
Yeah, and that's the greatest.
It's a great party.
It is. Oh, that's a big night now.
And I don't know if this. I was thinking last year they sold 70 cases of beer on Thursday night.
That's probably right. They sold a bunch. And the big thing is, beer or no beer, people had a great amount of fun. It was really, really good.
I won the first
good.
Duck race that night.
Did you really?
Yeah. Big.
That boy. What happened?
Good running, Dave. You beat a duck.
No ducks this year.
I know, but I heard there was a plan.
Yep. They got something going on?
Remember how they did the old church festival? They had the horse races?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
That's Bob shaking the checks mix so he can get his favorite checks out of there. He's leaving all the stuff
Neil.
Again. Like.
Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit.
Other stuff.
We're gonna come back. We're going to break down the classes of our Fort Recovery sports football this year. So we're going to pay some bills. Mr. Rohr, take it away. Bubba and Fee, Sports Talk.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
This is Ted Romer at Fort Recovery Insurance, where we've teamed up with Buckeye Insurance Group to win our clients' trust by offering quality insurance protection and personalized service at competitive rates. Just like our Indians, we take pride in our winning tradition and will do our best to coach you on the best insurance protection for your home, farm, and auto. Call Fort Recovery Insurance at 419-375-4041 or visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, the winning tradition continues.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
The Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee is the week June 18th through the 21st, featuring a variety of family entertainment, live bands, duck races, Cooper Farms Kitty Day, Jungle Island Petting Zoo, cookie and canvas painting, rib cook-off, pie baking contests, games, rides, quarter auction, racing for relief go-kart races, and the famous Fireman's Parade. Dodgeball, softball tournaments, and chicken barbecue. Great 4 day of fun for the whole family. For more information, we're on the web at FortRecovery.org or on our Facebook page, Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, June 18th through the 21st at the Ambassador Park in historic Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Radio wants to thank our hundreds of loyal listeners for tuning in to our great variety of music, news and information of the Fort Recovery area, and all the varsity sports broadcast live. Thanks again for tuning in to FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Who's your old retired guy?
I think we're on, boys.
Hey, we're back here, Bubba and Fee, with my guests, Dave Galp and Wes Wenning. Spencey in the studios. Hey, I got some tweets here, some text messages. Let's go over them.
Yeah.
Kate Judy says we're having duck races.
We are.
Yep.
No ducks. Duck races are a go. They're just going to be fake this year.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think they're going to do what they had at the old church festival with the horses.
Well, that's cool. Bretzy texts me and says the Cavs have won their last game.
Bretzy.
Yeah, they did win the last game. They did win the last game. He's right. They did win the last game.
I hate Dave Bretz.
Maybe you can arrange a wager on that, Robert. Take a little money from
David. Okay, and then here's an idiot, okay?
This is going to be pork.
No, this is... no. This is the guy we had on last week.
You're jumping to conclusions.
Sean's. He's listening over in Portland. He says, LeBron has missed more shots than Stephen Curry has attempted in this series. Well, no kidding.
He shoots it all the time. He's got it 44% of the time.
The reason the Cavs win is because LeBron's got the ball. I'm going to punch this guy.
LeBron is the greatest player of all time.
Thank you. Thank you, Wes.
You cannot tell me otherwise. I would love
Ross
to argue
Ross Wendell
with
agrees with you 100%. Oh, wait a minute. Ross says Michael Jordan's the greatest ever played.
Well, he's got an argument
No. Why? Tell me why.
Well, you know, tell me.
Come on, give me some.
Michael Jordan's won how many championships?
Six.
How many has LeBron won?
Two.
Okay.
Bill Russell won nine.
How many is
he better than Michael?
How many LeBron going to win?
I don't remember Bill playing.
LeBron ain't done yet.
He ain't done yet. And LeBron may be better by the time Michael's done, but right now.
Wait, all right, hear me out real quick. All right, when Michael, he had a Hall of Fame coach.
Oh, for God's sake.
Listen to this. Listen to me. This is why you can't
play. Here's what I think of that.
No, here, listen to me.
From.
All right, just listen to me. I mean, Michael's team, those 90s Bulls teams were absolutely unreal. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Scottie Pippen, Hall of Famer. Rodman's going to be a Hall of Famer. Phil Jackson, Hall of Famer. I mean, you can't tell me when, all right, after the Bulls had their first three-peat.
Ross Wendell just texted me and said, you was a wet fart in your dad's underwear when Jordan played. You have no idea what you're talking about.
But there is TV and there is YouTube and you can see those games.
When Michael Jordan left the Bulls after the first three-peat, that last year they won their third championship, they had 57 wins. When he left, they had 55.
Okay.
LeBron, Cavs. Leaves in 07, they go from 50-some wins to like 19.
You're preaching to the congregation here.
I
know you got a love for LeBron, and I understand that. But you can't say right now he's better than Jordan. You can't say it.
I can't say it.
Huh?
I can't say that.
I gotta say it.
You can't say it. But I like the way you stick to your guns. That's why you're gonna be a good boy.
How about
don't let anybody ever tell you any different.
I can't think of his name. The guard that had 20 points last night.
Dellavedova?
Yeah. Got the hottest shirt sales. Sold more shirts than anybody.
Ross Wendell hates him. But why? Everybody loved him last night.
Ross Wendell doesn't like anybody.
Yeah, he does.
Who?
He like LeBron, probably?
He likes Portsea and he likes his Clippy's kids.
He like. Well, good. I'm glad he's got a little soft spot.
They'll learn to hate him.
Until they grow up. Then they say, Uncle Ross, what a loser. Well, I think that go over those stats. I want to talk about this football thing here.
You want to go over that?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's finalized, and the breakdown of classes, 72 schools are Division I. 627 kids or higher are all D1s.
D2, 107 in that class, 107 in D3, 107 in D4, 108 in D5, 107 in D6, and 107 schools in D7.
That's amazing how close that is.
It is. Fort Recovery is D7. We have the cutoff is 106. Fort Recovery has
got us
97
boys.
106 boys.
Okay.
We have 97. Minster, 95. Delphus, 82. And New Bremen, 71. They're the four Division 4 or Division 7 schools in the MAC. Division 6, the cutoff is 115. Or 107. St. Henry has 108, so they're up. They're D6, which is good. I love that. Marion Local is at 114, and Parkway is at 114. So St. Henry, that gives us a great chance at computer points, with St. Henry being up there at 6. Yeah. You know, we got to beat them. But also, our first two league games, Fort Laramie and Sidney Lehman, are both D7. Both should win a bunch of games, so... That looks good on our scheduling. And then D5 has three MAC schools in it. The cutoff is 150 boys to 200 boys. Coldwater leads away with 178 kids. Anna with 157. And Versailles with 159. So they go to D5. Versailles goes up one to D5 instead of 6. So that's another.
How many boys did Fort Recovery have?
We had 97.
97.
The cutoff was 106.
Okay.
And St. Henry had 108. So they're one above, and we are 10 below, basically. So
perfect.
It worked out absolutely perfect. Now, it's for 2 years. It gets readjusted after 2 years. So, it's just great.
Oh, so it's a lock for 2 years.
2 years, we're going to be D7. Marion's going to be D6. So,
wow.
You know?
And you know what's really good? We have Wes winning.
We have Wes winning.
How's it going to happen this year, Wes? What are you thinking? When's football start? About till July?
We're doing a lot of lifting on Tuesdays and Thursdays right now.
Yeah.
And we keep track of that, and we're getting really great numbers. Even a lot of the middle school guys are coming in. You know, it's a good thing to see. And then next thing is camp coming up at the end of July. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun.
I can't wait. I can't wait. We're going to get Coach Niekamp in here this summer. This summer, you know, our game plan on Sports Talk is to get us ready. I have one of them, Spencer. It looks good. Is to get some coaches in here and talk about their offseason. You know, one person we want to get in here is Chelsea Rogers. Chelsea's a volleyball coach, and the kids are just doing everything. I think every kid in the world is playing club volleyball.
There's kids out everywhere playing sports.
Yeah. Then we're going to get Brandon here. Googsy, I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, Wes, but didn't you guys play Ohio Dominican this weekend or something?
We did. We played yesterday. Okay. Had a tournament all day. We lost our first two games and then won the third.
Okay.
And then we won the championship tournament.
So you won all the tournament games. So
right.
So where was that, Ohio Dominican?
Yep. And, for what we were going into, I mean, we had we just got the baseball guys back the night before.
Okay.
So they practice, and we're just putting in a new offense, and they just practiced a new offense last night, and then the night before, and then we went to Ohio Dominican and played. And I mean, a little bit. I mean, it was kind of ugly. I mean, but it's going to be. First, all the other guys practice two times. Baseball guys practice once. And then we're jumping in, playing some good competition. And,
right.
You know, I think we stuck to our guns and we played well.
Got after. How about, was you winded? I mean, are you in shape right now? Or are you?
Oh, I'm in the best shape of my life.
Are you really?
Yeah. A year ago, I mean, I couldn't.
Thanks, Patsy.
It was awful.
Yeah.
How bad a shape I was, but, I mean, things are going great now.
So.
Bad shape as far as just being winded fast or just...
Yeah, I mean, we do...
Lifting-wise.
We weighed 400 pounds last year.
Well, we'd run in the weight room all the time last year. And I'd run about 640s and I'd be puking in the grass and it was awful.
Really?
I mean, I'd be terrible. Now I can run 12 and not sweat a beat. So, yeah, we're doing great.
Good.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
It'll be fun to talk football, and we're going to talk about it all summer because...
It won't be long. It'll be here, Bob.
I'll be here before you know it. I think August 1st. So you got 2 months, less than 2 months.
And it's amazing.
It time flies. You know, the older we get, our dad
always said that.
Yeah. Hey, time, you know, you ain't going to believe it, boys. Well, guess what?
It's here.
When you get older, it does fly by. So there's a breakdown of your classes. Dang it, I love the looks of that.
It's going to be a little easier for us, isn't it?
Well, you know, Minster's going to be us and Minster. And, you know, you don't know. You know, Delphi St. John's, what they're going to have. You know, we handled them pretty good last year. But they're, you know, they got a great program. So
we're thinking we got a shot at these playoffs again.
Fort Laramie and Lehman are both good teams.
Thinking, Wes? So, you liking the idea of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I have a lot of people, like, uptown, you know, asking me, like, what do you think about Marion moving up a division? Like, what do you think chances are? But, I mean, it's not like we're high-fiving and stuff. I mean, we got a lot of work to do. And, you know, you got to beat the best to be the best. And, you know, if Marion would have happened to be in Division 7, I don't think we would have cared much. I mean, it is what it is. We're going to go out there and
we're going to play them.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. Well, the thing I thought was really pretty cool, the day those numbers came out, there was a baseball game, and I heard a high school kid say to one of the football players, and I don't remember which one, "Hey, we're going to win the state championship this year in football." They'd already decided, since Marion is almost 100% chance they were going to move up, we're going to win.
Well, and
we kind of thought we were going to win last year if somebody could have knocked off Marion before they got to us.
Well, I can tell you and this I think much. That's, when we suit up realistic. Against Marion this year, we won't be scared.
Nope, we weren't scared last year. They were better than us. We weren't scared.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they're really good.
But
they're outstanding, and they always will be, I guess.
Yeah, but, you know, Wes is exactly right. Marion 6 or Marion 7 don't matter. It doesn't matter our goals. It doesn't matter what our approach is.
Yep.
Our approach is bring them on.
That's exactly. Yeah,
and that has to be our approach, even if they're in 6. You know, easy.
The way we, in the regular season game, the way we went out and smacked them right in the face in the first half.
We got beat 68-2.
No, and
got beat 68-21 or something crazy.
Yeah, but
I know.
We scored on them first.
Yeah.
That almost never happens. We scored 2 touchdowns in the first quarter. That has never happened to them in the last 3 years. We scored 21 points. 21 points was not scored on their first team the rest of the year, including all the tournament games. 21 points total was not scored on their first team defense the entire rest of the season, and we did it in the first half. We ain't afraid of them. They're probably better than us, but we're not afraid of them. That's, you know, we went out and showed we're not afraid of anybody. We'll go out and play.
You know, and I think
I love it.
I think that's a huge difference in our football teams now compared to what they were. Because I ain't gonna lie, freshman year when I came into the program, when we play Coldwater, you know, you see those orange helmets, you know, you see the Coldwater logo on the side. I just played special teams, and it was intimidating. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, it's weird to say, but I mean, it was kind of, you know, you go out on a Friday night, and I mean, but things are a lot different now.
Yeah,
I mean, we got the confidence we can play with anybody. You know, our freshmen are confident.
Right.
I mean, we got good looking bodies in the weight room. You know, and we're ready to play.
That's fun. And we're listening to Sports Talk.
Up.
Yeah, that's right. And you're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee here on Wednesday night in studio for Recovery Radio. We'll talk a lot about football coming up as it all gets closer. And another thing that we're going to talk about is the Cincinnati Reds.
The Reds.
The Reds have won 4 straight.
They're back, baby.
4 straight. Did you see Cozart blow his knee out today?
I wonder how bad that's going to be. I don't.
Oh, made me sick. Can't watch it. I can't watch that stuff.
What are we going to do now? Skip Schumacher?
No, I think they'll bring in that. They got a stud shortstop, Suarez or something. And he, you know, he's got a lot of power. He batted about 260 down there at Triple
A. How about that DeJesus?
Hey, Ivan DeJesus.
I tell you what, that 2 home runs he hit, what a pretty swing. The pitchers will figure out he can't hit some kind of pitch sooner or later, but they'll get him figured out.
Votto with 3 dingers last night.
I went to the Reds game last Saturday.
Did they win?
No.
Ain't the game they lost 9-7.
Yep.
Did you stay till the end?
Yep.
Did you about throw up?
I did.
I did watch that.
It was.
They were ahead 6-1.
It was exciting. It was an exciting ball game.
Yeah.
But
who'd
I mean,
you go down with?
Went down with a couple of my buddies: Tanner Cook, Adam LeFever, Kyle Schreier. It was a good time.
Good.
Did you guys just drive down, come back, or?
Yeah. But I mean, it was fun. We got Barry Larkin bobblehead.
Oh, was that Larkin bobblehead? I got tickets the 20th. I'm going down to Brandon Phillips bobblehead.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'll take one. No, I'll take a bobblehead.
How much you pay me for them?
20.
$20 for a bobblehead?
Yeah.
How many you want?
Just one. Just one, because Kenny Tim pays 30.
He does?
Yeah, I buy it.
You shouldn't have said that. He's going to sell it to Kenny Tim. Yeah,
no, I can't. I got to keep them, because I got a grandson now.
Ooh.
So I got to get, that's the kind of stuff I got to be.
Hey, Bob, he's going to be a soccer fan.
He might be a soccer fan, but I don't think it'll be fast. Don't you have to have a little bit of speed to play soccer? He'd be a goalie. Yeah.
He doesn't have to play. I'm just saying he's a soccer fan.
He's got a huge melon. Me and Sam took him to his doctor.
Big old.
Said he got a big old melon. But, man, that kid is adorable. I just melt every time I see him. Yeah,
it's awesome stuff.
Cool. It is awesome stuff. So we're going to take another break. We'll come back, talk a little Reds baseball, talk a little Fort Recovery sports. We're going to go over the alumni schedule for the weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about the Jubilee coming up next week. I'm fired up for the Jubilee.
You are pumped.
Huh? The Jubilee is fun.
Yeah.
Wes, you go to Jubilee?
Yeah, but most of the time I'm working up there, so.
Doing what?
Got to work for the basketball team, got to work for the football team.
No.
Yes.
What are you doing this year?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the audio stuff.
All the audio. You do all the audio for the
boob? I'm not screwing around with that.
What's that?
The Fort Recovery Radio.
So you got a busy week.
Yeah.
And then you do the Jay County Fair as well?
Yeah.
So you're pretty busy right now, ain't you?
A little.
Who's doing Channel 13 right now?
Chuck is.
I'm so proud of that.
It's outdated, but.
I know, but at least we're watching new stuff on there.
I don't get it.
I'm rotating it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
I got DirecTV. I don't get Channel 13. I watch it at my brother, so.
Why don't you get cable?
I don't know. I've had DirecTV forever.
What do you get?
Wabash.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm trying if I can get permission to get the Disney show that's happening
at Bantry's Park. That's not.
Hey, is that
actually,
this weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
It's talk this a little weekend. About that, Chuck. You know how many people will be there? Thousands.
Well, we moved it.
Do a good old promo for it.
We're going to end up doing the Disney show at the Fort Recovery Middle School instead of the Bantry's Park because. They're calling for weather this weekend, and we don't want a chance getting all that stuff set up. And
with
having to move it around.
Yeah, with
the
heat of the day, there is a very good chance that something could pop up. We're talking about 85, 90
degrees. I think there's a rain chance for the next 7 days.
Yep, and it'll be pop-up stuff that you can't predict.
Right. We can't worry about that. You can't change your plans for that.
Oh, yes, you better.
Why?
With electronic equipment.
Do you know Sunday, Salina called off their amphitheater thing in the afternoon.
Didn't rain.
Did we have it here Sunday night?
Oh, yeah.
Blue Man Group?
What? Not Blue Man Group. It was
Blue
and the Mafia.
Blue and the Mafia. They were awesome.
That wasn't a Vantry's Park deal. That was Trusty Woods.
That was Trusty Woods.
Yep. Show
yep.
That they put on.
At the Vantry's Park?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Trusty Woods, their first anniversary, they wanted to do something nice, so he just paid them to come in, do a little... music on Sunday night.
I had
night.
Dinner at Trusty Woods the other night for my 26th anniversary. It was delicious.
I had dinner at Trusty Woods Saturday night. We went in there with a couple couples, and it was very good.
Yeah, it's yummy.
Very good. You want to pay some bills here? What do you want to do?
Oh, sure.
Who's our sponsors this time around?
Tin Man's. K&L.
Let's talk a little bit about Tin Man's.
Probably a good idea.
Good lunch today.
We just gave Trusty Wood a plug.
Good.
Same here.
What was this? You had lunch at Tin Man's today?
Yep.
What'd you have?
Meatloaf.
The special?
Meatloaf was good.
But they have good meatloaf.
I was in Delphus. Van Wert. I had meatloaf in Van Wert.
I had meatloaf yesterday. Chicken today. Chicken was good.
Chicken. I was going to say, chicken, boys. Wednesday's chicken. Mashed day's corn.
Right.
Scutterbotch pudding.
Know what I do?
Scutterbotch.
I scratch the... I go no pot. No potatoes. Double corn.
No potatoes?
No potatoes. Double corn. That's the kind of guy I am. I got to get my chicken and my corn.
No. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
If you eat chicken, they eat corn. You don't need to get corn besides.
I like corn.
Oh, okay. Well.
I love corn, but it goes straight at me. It does. It goes right through.
So when you get up, there's a pile of corn.
It's like no filter. It goes right through me.
Like eating watermelon.
Yeah. Watermelon go right through you?
Angel food cake.
Okay, maybe we ought to take a break here.
All right, we'll be right back.
Do you have an upcoming special occasion, large group meeting, family gathering, or any type of get-together? If so, and no matter the occasion, call Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery and allow us to fill all your catering needs. We strive to give you excellent food and at an affordable price. Food is the center of when we gather to celebrate. Let Tin Man's help in making those meals ones you will enjoy and let us do the work for you. That's Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery, offering catering services to fit any needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Have you test driven the New Holland T7 Series tractors at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery? Brute power never felt so good. 8 models range from 100 to 195 PTO horsepower with a leading selection of transmissions, including CVT or full power shift, all with the smoothest, quietest, most spacious cab in the business. With the award-winning Sidewinder 2 armrest controls, K&L Tractor Sales and Fort Recovery invite you to stop by and test drive the New Holland T7 Series tractors. Brute power never felt so good.
For your lawn and garden needs, visit Nature's Green Nursery on State Road 119 east of Fort Recovery and Nature's Green Patio and Garden Center in Salina. They specialize in creating wonderful outdoor living spaces perfect for entertaining in your own backyard. Visit Nature's Green today for ideas on how you can set up your own oasis. If you're looking for your everyday escape to paradise and would like to see beautiful displays of outdoor furniture, patios, pergolas, and plants, visit Nature's Green today.
This weekend is the Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament at Fort Site Park. The festivities will kick off Friday evening at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning starting at 9 and Sunday morning starting at 10. And even if you're not playing, this is a good weekend to stop down to Fort Site Park and visit with some old friends. Friday night, all evening starting at 7. Saturday, all day and evening starting at 9 a.m. and Sunday starting at 10 a.m. The Fort Recovery Alumni Association Co-Ed Softball Tournament at Fort Site Park this weekend.
Fort Recovery Radio wants to thank all of our sponsors. Without them, there would be no Fort Recovery Radio. So be sure to thank all the local sponsors who have helped make Fort Recovery Radio possible so you can hear great music 24 hours a day, plus news and information, and all the varsity sports broadcast live.
Bada bing.
Bada bing, bada boo.
Welcome back.
We're back in studio. So Spencey got mad at me at the break. He says I'm in and out my voice, so I gotta. So if everybody, if you hear me talking loud and backing up, Spencey said I gotta put these headset on so people
know. We got new mics, Bob.
That's so you can hear it. It isn't necessarily bad. You just need to tell where you want to end up. So
we're always yelling at you, aren't we, Bob?
Everybody yells at me.
Well, either they're screaming or we can't hear them.
You want to talk a little bit about the
alumni? I got the tournament schedule here.
Go for it.
Okay, Friday night it tips off at 7 o'clock.
How's come nobody called me to play?
What class are you?
85.
I don't think there's anybody that old, but sorry.
Dave, is that 1985?
Oh, here we go. I got a new stat for you. Got it in my pocket.
Friday. Hey, whoa. Hey.
Apparently, I'm number one.
Hey, you are number one.
Friday, 7 o'clock. This is at Ambassador Park. What's the name of that park?
Fort Site Park.
Fort Site Park. 2011. That would be who? Is that Cody Feely?
Could be. I'd say he's 10.
He's 10? 2011 plays 1999.
Is 11 Toby and Bobby? Is that...
Could be.
It'd be like Aaron Wilker's grade.
Aaron Wilker. That's Cody. Yeah. So then, no. I don't know. So then 2014 plays 2008 at Friday at 8 o'clock. Friday at 9 o'clock is 2004 versus 2001. And Friday at 10 o'clock, the last game on the docket, is 1996. That really don't say
nothing.
No, it's 1998 versus 2005. So then we come back on Saturday with 2010s playing the winner at 9 a.m. And the oldest class, 1995. And if I remember right, that is Renee
Feely.
And Betsy, who else is in there? Casey May.
Oh.
So Casey Dews, I think it is now. So that class is in there in 1995. And in 2015 plays at 11, and 2013 plays at 12. They all got the winners of the first round. So it looks like there is 8, 10, 12 teams in it this year in the alumni softball. So it is, I'm not kidding, we have a heck of a time down there.
Ain't any team looking for a really good pitcher, give me a call.
Can you still hurl?
Oh, baby.
Can you still field?
I can field a pitcher spot.
Can you field yet?
That's the toughest spot. people hitting right back at you?
Can't hit a leg. Are you umpire? I thought you was umpire.
No, I umpire in Jubilee.
You doing it again this year?
Nobody's contacted me yet.
They probably will.
They usually call me on Sunday.
P-Dog wants to know if it's paramutuals.
Oh, paramutuals. Oh.
That would be a great idea.
Yeah.
I think that is a good idea. Yes, he does.
P-Dog, get your butt over here. What P-Dog graduated, what, 80?
I think he graduated in the 30s, didn't he? Didn't he graduate in the 1930s?
P-Dog was, I'd say, 87 or 88.
I think. I see. I can figure it out. Mick graduated in 84.
Mm-hmm.
I think P-Dog might have graduated in 88.
I'd say 87, 88, yeah.
What year did you graduate?
85. Can't say it again.
85.
85.
So you're going to be 50.
49.
Mm-hmm.
I have our 30th class reunion this year.
Where's it at?
I think out Wendelene. Sports thing out there in the woods.
Yeah. You still get along with all your classmates?
Well, I always did, absolutely.
Did you? You had a good class, didn't you?
Fun class. Great class. You know, it's amazing how fast 30 years goes by.
It is. I had a great class. I had Kenny 10.
I'm going to disagree with you, Bob. You had no class.
No, I had none, but I had a neat class.
Classmates. Okay.
I had the Smith boys, okay. Randy and Dan Smiths.
I haven't seen Randy Schmitz in so long.
I seen him last year. We were screwing around.
All right.
Went out to his house, and he's sitting in a chair listening to Reds, about half drunk.
Was he at Fort Laramie?
Yeah. No, that's Marion Local.
Marion Local?
He had a team. He has a boy on the Marion Local baseball team.
Randy?
Yeah.
Or Rick?
Randy. Oh, yeah. Randy's.
Really?
Yeah, he lives. It is like, I want to say it's like, kind of like northeast of North Star.
You know, Randy was a hell of an outfielder, too, in baseball.
He had a cannon.
Yeah, he was a smooth little outfielder.
He was. He was a good softball player, too, but he always struck out. First game of the Coldwater Tournament, 56 teams in it. We got the first game.
He struck out?
He struck out leading off the game. How can you strike out leading off the game?
Pretty good leadoff, man, if you ask me. Anxious.
That is right. Well, Sports talk, Bubba and Fee.
I just read here, Cozart, they're expecting him to go in the DL.
Yeah.
They took an MRI, and Kremchek's going to check it tonight. So, hopefully, that's not going to be a season ender.
I'd say that's a season ender. He was hot. He had homered in three straight games.
He was hot.
He had 9 dingers and 26 ribbies and played a stellar. He's a hell of a shortstop. He's a good shortstop, but he hits like...
Brandon Phillips calls him Zacchaeum.
Zacchaeum, I see. That is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mazarasco, on demands, left field, AAA.
What's the deal on that?
Did you see the highlight of that? He had a ball hit out there to him last night, and he dove for it, landed in front of him, come up, hit him right in the face. Hit him right in the chin, bounced off his chin, he scooped it up and gunned the guy out at third. I mean, the guy's got an absolute cannon, we know that. And he was 3-for-5. So, are they thinking play him in the outfield since he...
That's what they're saying. He's going to play left field.
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, we certainly need his bat.
Well, we need a right-handed pop.
We need that smoker, so...
We absolutely do need a right-handed
hitter. That's pretty cool. And the young arms that are coming up, they're showing me some stuff. Bullpen needs a little bit of help, but...
I love our young arms. I love all of them. That trade for Leto's trade for DeScavano or whatever his name is.
Greatest trade ever.
Yeah. Ryan Stogler, he didn't like it at the beginning. He always likes that tattooed Leto's.
He definitely threw some good games for the Reds. I mean, I liked him too for a while, but man, what an attitude.
I just thought it was great for his first outing of the year. He gave up like 7 runs in like the first inning.
He did.
He made it out of the first inning, did he? Yeah, I remember it.
71 years ago today, boys.
71 years ago.
The old left-hander made his major league debut.
14? Was he 14?
15-year-old Joe Nuxall. That's hard to believe. You talk about time flying.
Yeah, really.
Nuxie.
Yeah, I was only about 20 at the time. I remember that team being on the radio. Well. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what.
I may have lied about that.
The Reds got to make a little spurt here. Last year, if you remember right, they won like 9 out of 10 games right before the All-Star break. And everybody was all fired up. And then they came out and lost about...
I think it was 88 in a row after the All-Star break.
Oh, they sucked after the All-Star break. Oh, my God. But it's baseball.
It is baseball.
What else you want to
talk about? Well, Reds have been real streaky this year. They lost, what, they lose 8 in a row, then they won five out of six, and then they lost four, then they won three. And
Jesus, what's that?
It's my truck. Somebody taking my truck.
That's a Harley.
Oh, it's a Harley Davidson.
That's a Harley. Somebody been at Tin Man's on Wednesday night.
We were in Columbus there on Thursday when Muirfield was going on, and then on Friday, did you see what Tiger shot? Or Saturday?
Saturday, yeah. I watched every swing.
85.
Yeah. I it's mental. It's all mental. I don't know. I'm a huge Tiger fan. I mean, I'm as big a Tiger fan as there is.
He tweeted today that he's getting his toughness back. He's getting it figured out.
Yeah,
we'll see. Oh, he's definitely going to be back.
He's going to be back. I keep saying that.
I think he will. I didn't realize it was 7 years since he won a major.
Jesus God. Did you think
it was that long? I'd have never dreamt it.
I don't know.
I just said 3 years, but
I don't understand it either.
That's unbelievable.
Well, he
ranked 181st in the...
It's mental now. It's he can't even... Sure. Hell, he doesn't even look like he can swing. I've never seen a guy who cannot hit a tee ball. His tee shot, he can't hit a fairway.
He's hitting them way out, too.
Yeah, he's just all out of whack.
What a comeback by that Justin Rose on Sunday, though. He finished up there, and did you see his shot? I don't know if you watched the end of the...
Shanker?
He shanked that one out of the sand, hit that guy in the forehead, dropped him like a sack of potatoes.
It was kind of funny.
I think he was nervous. He gets up there, and the guy was okay, shook his hands, I'm all right. And then hit out of that beat-down grass. Well, 90-some yards up to that. It was an unbelievable shot. But the other guy come back and beat him. Playoffs. Great playoff. But anyway, had a Triple Crown winner, Bob. Did you bet on him?
The Triple Crown winner?
Yeah. Did you bet on him? American Pharoah?
No, but did you see there's $360,000 of unclaimed American Pharoah betting slips.
$360,000.
People kept the ticket so they could...
They could say, I won. Because they're betting five to get three back.
Right.
So they bet five to get eight bucks. They're not, you know.
It's not one guy or something stupid.
No, it's just a whole bunch of tickets. A bunch of people keeping them. Now, if it was 50 to one, they wouldn't be keeping them.
Well, if I heard that and read that story right, the horse was sold. The horse was sold and then bought back by the previous owner for $300,000.
Now, it went to sale, but he wouldn't take less than $1 million, and he bought it back for $300,000 plus the sales.
Because it had some kind of a lump on his leg or something. There was something they found.
Stablemate bit him, and their people were afraid of it. And he has plenty of money, so he just bought it back.
And Monday, he's worth $50
million.
His seed is.
He was sold,
supposedly, I'm sure
I'd heard 20. Nobody's really said what it is, $20 million. But he's going to keep racing, so he could end up, you know,
hurt. Why would you race him?
Yeah.
So they can keep on making, so the current owners can keep on making more money.
They'll make more stud fees, I'd say.
Well, but they've sold it. They've sold the horse to Claymore, I think it is, Farms, or one of the farms around Lexington. And he's going to stay in stud. But that doesn't take place till October.
How much money would I make stud now?
You'd have to pay.
I can't even look over at it.
You'd have to pay, and that's, I think that's is that East or West 3rd Street down in Dayton where you'd have to go out for your stud?
I don't know.
What do you think you're worth?
Quite a bit.
This ought to be good. Quite a bit.
Yeah. Quite a bit.
Phones are ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need more lines.
I have a cousin who works in the horse business down in Lexington, and I asked him a couple of years ago, because you drive by these places, and they have acres and acres and acres. They don't grow anything. They just have horses running around. And how do they pay for these?
Business.
How do they pay for all of this? Because I'm thinking a stud fee's $5,000-$7,000. Some of those horses are $20,000, $50,000, $100,000. Now it's not the artificial insemination. It is all live mount. So they
It's been on 60 Minutes before how they do that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's live mount. Which means the horses are actually having sex.
See, you're going triple R.
So it's not artificial insemination where they come and collect and ship it around all over the country. The horses are actually there together, and they do their thing. and it's live mount, which is why it costs so much money.
It's like the Discovery Channel.
I can't take that kind of talk. Yeah, it's a family show.
Hell? Jesus. So what's...
Where's your music at?
You want to take a break? We'll come on. No, okay. Yeah. Keep yakking?
He's just going to play some horse love songs.
What else you want to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk Wes Winning here in a little bit.
Wes, you didn't say nothing.
I was just going to comment on this horse thing. I thought it was funny. Colin Cowherd brought it up the other day on his show. He said, American Pharoah winning the Triple Crown is just nothing, but I mean, it's just going to be a trivia question for the next 50 years. He said, it doesn't mean much. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
I guess horse racing is down. I mean, as far as people going to watch, but I mean, I know that
it wasn't down Saturday. 90,000.
That's exactly right. But they said maybe if we get a Triple Crown winner, that'll bring horse racing back. Yeah. So I don't know if it's in the local track, small track, stuff like that.
But I just think it was funny because everybody on Twitter was kind of losing their minds. You know, American Pharoah Triple Crown winner. But I mean, it didn't even make the first story of the morning news on Monday.
Did you say clown?
Sorry, I get a little excited.
Hey,
start talking.
I'll tell you this much though. I watched it, and I freaking loved it.
I did too.
I was fired up.
I don't mind. Yeah,
crazy horse.
Come on, Bob. Let's go.
He never even had anybody even think about taking around him.
No. He was a galloping ghost. Who's a galloping ghost?
Was that Hopalong Cassidy?
Very good.
Was that who it was?
Absolutely.
Speaking of Triple Crown.
That's the football player, not the cowboy.
B-Dog said he graduated in 87. We're going to get a team together. If you can play, can you play?
Yeah, I'm the first base.
You're first base?
Oh, I can catch anything.
Bubba's at first. Cups. B-Dog, we got to get P-Dog. He's got a new hip. He can play
Fee.
Short.
We got Fee.
Fee. He can play. He's catcher. We need some outfielders.
He can play outfield.
George Stoneman.
Oh, no, he can't throw it.
George Stoneman.
Jesus.
His arm's shot, but he played with
a... I think I probably ought to catch.
You guys sound like you might need a couple pinch runners.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean? See, that's the kind of stuff pisses me off.
Wes.
You know, Wes comes in here, he acts like he's Joe Stud.
Well, he kind of is.
No, Neil.
Wait till his head's going to be poking out that glass door.
Yeah.
He might have some big guns, but I ain't afraid of him.
No. Well, but if you come after him, you won't catch him.
Oh, he's not that fast. Quit sucking up to him, Neil.
Well, I'm saying he's between you and the door, and he can get to the door a lot quicker than you get to him.
Closer to the door.
No, because Calvi's got cat-like reflex.
Just click off the start.
Yeah, I agree.
Slow down.
Yeah, quick.
There was a race one night here, downtown Fort Recovery.
Absolutely.
Do you remember that one night?
Absolutely.
I better hear about this.
Yeah, Dave Stone.
Carl Hastings.
Dave Stone and Carl Hastings. Carl said he was a fast sprinter, so they went from...
This is 3:30 in the morning.
It's 3:30 in the morning. We're leaving Stollies, and Stoney and Carl's going to have a race down the Brick Street. It wasn't Brick at the time, but they were going to race. And Carl was probably, I'd say he was probably 50.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, then the Brick Street would have been here if he was 50.
Well, then it was before that. So, anyhow, it was just damn funny to watch them two guys go out there and fight over who was faster. And
so, is this like the race about 30 years ago between Chuck Hine and Rick Ports?
They had a race?
Yeah, at the gym.
Chuck Hine and Ricky Ports had a race?
Yep. Who won that?
The fans. They had the most fun. I don't know who.
Hey,
I don't know who won, but the spectators won that one.
No, I got one for you, boys. Hoppers is getting hip replacement. August 1st.
He needs a hip.
So, Portsy's going to Lima, get his hip replaced. We're all fired up. It'll good be good for him. Yeah, absolutely. Man, talk about, Spence, you talk about
running. We didn't hear about the Carl Hastings and Dave Stone.
Spence blew his doors off.
Oh, okay.
Funniest thing I've ever seen in downtown Fort Recovery was our basketball team got beat in the sectional finals in 1984. Chester Mick. Minster beat us in sectional final. Great game. Overtime, we got beat. We go up to 10-man, or Stollies at the time, and proceeded to get overserved, a whole bunch of us.
Well, I'm pretty sure one of them wasn't you.
No. And so we go out, and Big P was the leader of this. So it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's a pickup truck parked right outside of Stollies, Toby's, filled with wood, cut up wood. Big Pete grabs the first piece and fires it at the stoplight. We then proceed to unload that whole truck, throwing it at the stoplight. No, we threw every piece of wood that truck had on it underneath the stoplight and took off.
Didn't light it.
No.
Just had a wood pile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was, I would say there has 70 pieces of wood underneath stoplight for somebody driving through there at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sure Champy was proud of that one.
Champy was around then. Yeah. The question is, who was the street superintendent back then? Rudy Wendell?
Right, Rudy.
Probably.
Rudy Wendell. God love Rudy.
Rudy yep. was a got a text here that says Chuck and Chopper's race is not over yet.
Still going at it.
The race is still going on. That ain't bad.
I like that.
That would be an awesome oh, that's funny stuff right there.
Hey, I got a good text here.
That is really good.
This is from Harold Feely.
Yeah, he's still born in. Is he still slaving?
He's still working. I feel sorry for him. We should go down there and turn some wrenches for him.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, he says that Tiger Woods needs to talk to Vonnie and Patchy and get some toughness.
Oh, yeah. They are the
toughness guys. Boys.
All their tweets, that, they, yeah. that is something else.
Toughness. Daniel Makepeace. Is that the guy's name or who they? What is yeah. on Twitter?
Daniel Makepeace. It's always toughness.
Toughness.
Right.
Wes, you need to read some toughness. You need some toughness. Yes.
You got it yet?
All right. Oh, my God.
That sounded real tough, Wes.
Yeah.
Wes don't need any toughness.
They, well, Tigers needs, he can't need a new swing coach. He's been through half a dozen of them.
He needs a new brain.
Yeah, he needs something upstairs.
Actually, I think what he needs is, you know what?
Yeah. New girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, didn't him and Lindsey Vonn break up? Was it Lindsey Vonn?
They did break up.
Tiger was out looking around again, I think. Tiger's on the prowl.
Oh, hey, nothing wrong with that.
I don't know how you can get that injured playing golf. How many injuries he has?
Are you stupid?
No, I'm not stupid.
Are you an idiot?
No.
Watch him swing. I mean, his back, well.
You ever see a, yeah, thank you. You ever see a golf swing of a slow motion of a golf swing and what their backs do every time?
Yeah.
No.
But, I mean, it's not always his back.
He didn't just start
towards ACL.
It that way. He's been doing it that way for years. So
I'd say his body's probably swung more than any body in the world on golf clubs. But whatever. I don't feel sorry for him.
No, I don't either.
I mean,
I do. I feel real
sorry
for him.
Do you feel bad for him?
I don't. Well, no, I lied.
Don't feel sorry
at
all.
So what's our game plan next Wednesday? We having a show, or we got Jubilee Wednesday set up? Well, we're going to have a show. We have a Greg Colleg, who's supposed to be here tonight.
Yeah, we want to do that.
And he's up at Findlay, and he's working out, and he wanted to be here, but he couldn't, so he said he'd come back next week. We really want to get Greg on the show. I think people would love listening.
Oh, yeah.
I would do.
His year in Spain, and we have a million questions for Greg, and you know, the Fort Cover is damn proud of him, And so we're going to get him up here next Wednesday, if that works out for you, Spencey.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So, yep. And our game plan, folks, is to have sports talk all summer on Wednesday nights and talk Fort Recovery sports and just do some bullshit
national sports
like
and
this.
whatever comes up.
General talk.
Yeah, general talk. And we're going to have kids come in you know, all we want to do is promote Fort Recovery and Fort Recovery sports.
Right there. Big Schmitty right there with the athletic boosters.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill has... Bill was supposed to interview Justin Firkes.
Yeah, we've been trying
on
to get
insight, and
yeah, we've been trying to get connections with
and
him.
And I think
we haven't
that
made
that's
going to
take place. Bill texted me tonight, and he said that he thinks that's going to get done.
Okay, so he did get a hold of Mr. Firkes. He and Mr. Firkes are connecting. Okay, I was supposed to be in the middle of that, but
pretty
I didn't see anything. So
yeah, be a real good conversation.
Well, we want to know a little bit about Mr. Firkes. You know, we know the people
are these
we've
what
had.
You like, Bob?
No, I like them white check mix deals.
Yeah, you can eat those breadstick things.
We killed
those breadsticks.
We did a hell of a job on them.
Yeah,
well, I ain't done yet.
Oh, you're still going?
Yeah. Talk another section.
So,
want to take another break and then come back and
wrap things up?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, we'll wrap. We'll go over the agenda for the Jubilee
and run through the things with the co-ed softball again this weekend, because that is a really, really good time. Even if you're not playing, get down there and visit with those people. It is really a lot of fun.
I agree, Spencey. That's
unless you graduated in the 80s.
You can still
that's
go and
fun.
Visit. I graduated in the 30s, and I go down there and have a good time.
You did not graduate in the 30s.
You're right. I didn't graduate.
I'm sitting there as Roger Borman. I'm sitting there as Roger Borman last year, and Doug Miller's playing shortstop.
Yep.
And there's a ground ball hitting a hole.
Yep.
And Doug Miller fielded it, and he's a hell of a player.
Yep.
And he threw it to first base, and they had a girl playing first base, and he threw it 160 miles an hour.
She caught that, baby.
She had me trouble with it. And Roger Borman, he was, you know, mayor. He let out a big scream, and I mean, the whole place was laughing. And that girl at first base, she scooped that baby up. And I was like, I cannot believe he threw a ball that hard at a girl.
I've heard that story from, I happened not to be there. I heard that story from 15 people.
I would say that just the timing and the moment right there, he probably didn't realize he was gunning that to a girl.
Yep.
No, that's right.
And
he
also didn't realize he wasn't 22 anymore.
Yeah, well,
but he still plays like he does, man. He was one of the best.
So, Big Chuck, what are you doing nowadays? You working for the town?
Yep.
You're mowing?
Yep.
And then you're doing stuff for the school?
How much sleep do you get?
No, not really.
You don't do nothing for school?
Well, school's not in right now.
Not this summer.
Not this summer?
The only time you sleep is when he's out mowing.
I'm always mowing.
Mow for the town? Who else you mow for?
The town.
And then you work here full-time?
He's always thinking about it. It's always in his head.
Chuck is a workaholic.
He's a workaholic. He's got issues, boys.
He does got issues.
I don't think he has issues.
Yeah, he's got issues.
No.
He's got major issues.
Take a break. We'll think of one more sports talk topic to think.
What about Wes? Has Wes got issues?
No, just haircut. Haircut and beard.
I don't know what happened to him. No way your mom can be proud of that look.
She's not.
She
won't even look at me anymore.
So we'll get it cut.
Nah.
Does Kendra like it? No.
No.
Mom, don't like...
Huh? I like it. Satisfies me. It floats my boat.
Oh, for God.
It floats his boat.
Oh, for God. Chuck, get me out of here.
Sports break.
I know what we can talk about when we come back.
All right, perfect.
Okay. We'll figure it out here. Sports talk, Bubba and Fee.
At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're small town people just like you. That's how we know the type of insurance that best fits your lifestyle. Together with Buckeye Insurance Group, we provide our clients with quality insurance protection and personalized service to help you protect not only your possessions, but your family too. Contact Fort Recovery Insurance today at 419-375-4041 for insurance that fits your needs. That's Fort Recovery Insurance in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Tess from Forget Me Not Florist. Want to brighten someone's day? Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. For birthdays, anniversaries, new baby, or just because, call us today. We'll help you deliver happiness. Located in downtown Fort Recovery. Call 419-375-4668.
To look for the Scioto's Eye Sorority this summer as they will be sponsoring the annual quarter auction at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee on Friday, June 19th at 7 p.m. And stop by the Jubilee after the annual Jubilee's Fireman Parade for a barbecue chicken dinner served by the Scioto's Eye Sisters. The Scioto's Eye thanks the community for their support of their many community fundraisers and projects.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbeller with Wayne IGA. The weather is warming and so are the deals here at the store. We have some awesome deals in the produce department on all berries, peaches, cantaloupe, and many, many other items. The grocery is brimming with lots of great specials on IGA products. And of course, our deli and meat departments have great deals with cuts to your specific liking. Also, don't forget, June is National Dairy Month, so thank a dairyman today. We will have some great ice cream deals to celebrate. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio appreciate you tuning in and joining our growing number of loyal listeners. If you enjoy a great variety of music 24 hours a day, plus news and information of the Fort Recovery area, tune in anytime to FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Johnny Cougar.
I love Mellencamp.
He likes you too, Bob. He texted me the other day, said he really likes listening to Sports Talk and Fort Recovery Radio.
Daniel Makepeace says, boys, parents, don't focus on athletic success of your child. Instead, focus on their work ethic and ability to be coachable and respectful.
Oh.
Daniel Makepeace, folks.
And then they'll be successful.
We're back here, Bubba and Fee Sports Talk on a Wednesday night. We're going to get ready to close her down here. We appreciate everybody listening tonight. This baby's going to be in the archives if you guys want to listen. Speaking of archives, if you get a chance, and I am not at all
tooting your own horn,
the call of our country day game is just great to listen to.
Now, is that the one that's just shouting and nobody can hear what you said?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can
right at the end, you can hear Fee going, yee!
Yeah. It's just fun as heck. I mean, I just listen to it. I still get goosebumps. And if you get a chance, get in the archives and look that stuff up. Another great call is the Marion District Final Game. Minster District Final Game, a Marion District game.
All of them.
But the Coldwater regular season game.
That's what I listened to. Yeah. I texted Bob the other day and I said, I'm listening to Coldwater game. And it's funny because even though it was only a month ago, there's a couple things in there I forgot. Yeah. And so it's neat to go back and listen.
A lot of things have happened since then.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And you're in the moment. You don't even realize. You don't have no idea what you said. You don't really remember what you
remember
said.
Well, after you hear it.
But yeah, after you hear it, yeah. You don't, you're thinking, oh, I'm really glad I said that.
Or you think, oh, my God, do I sound like an idiot?
Yeah, but most of the time it's one of those, we're really glad you said that.
Well, it was too fun of a night, that's for sure.
It was.
Yeah, we've had some really good ones. I think Chuck's trying to wind up stuff. So
Chuck, what do you got?
He might be coming up with that
baseball thing.
The highlights that he played at the welcome home ceremony.
That was awesome. Like Bob, you didn't get to hear that,
No, I didn't get to hear
sorted
it.
Sorted out. It's really good.
We're going to have it on here in a little bit?
We're going to try to. I think he's going to get it figured out here.
I guarantee he can do it.
Yeah, he can do it.
Yep.
Yeah, it
just takes a little bit to sort it out and see what we're doing here.
CMTs are tonight.
What does that mean?
I like country music.
Oh, country music awards? Oh, they're good.
Well, okay.
Did anybody happen to watch?
Somebody did, or they wouldn't have had it on TV.
Pre-game last night. Did you watch it?
I watched the first 5 minutes, and then I erased it.
What part are you talking about?
Guerrero? Yes. Was that a classic or what?
I died.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
When he was trying to talk to LeBron?
Yeah.
That's when I turned it off. I just thought that was stupid. I guess maybe I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel enough to know what that was about.
Yeah, you probably don't. So that's why the ratings for that thing's so good, and everybody loves it. Because guys like you don't listen to it.
Yep, I didn't get it. So I just turned it off. And
Jimmy Kimmel.
Watched Jimmy Fallon.
Chuck's trying to get us in the archives here, listening to some neat stuff.
Yeah, he's trying to get that compilation that he did at the welcome home ceremony on Monday night, which is in the archives. But
it's a 3-minute segment.
Well, good,
and it's awesome.
Let it roll.
It really is good.
We're going to play it here,
including the part that you can't understand because they're shouting so much.
You can understand the whole thing.
I got to listen to it because I get a kick out of it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's mostly Bubba. He takes a hoarding of Mike.
Yeah, well,
go ahead, Chuck.
How are you going?
Leading off, playing center field, Mitchell Stallman. Batting second and pitching, Cole Wendell. Batting ninth and catching, Chase Bruns.
Batting sixth, playing left field, Kyle Schrank.
Batting fourth, playing second base, Derek Bass.
Batting eighth, playing right field, Benny the Jet Will.
Batting seventh, playing third base, Nathan Lochtefeld.
Batting fifth, playing shortstop, Jacob Holman.
Batting third and playing first base, Jackson Hobbs.
Will Holman, number 66.
Ben Holman, number 9.
Ross Holman, number 55.
Hunter Bookman, number 20.
Cade Wendell, number 14.
Folk out the
current
pitch.
Generation, it's unbelievable.
Fly ball.
Come on.
Left field.
Come on, Kyle. Get back here. Come on, Kyle. Get back here. He's got it, baby.
And the Indians have defeated the Coldwater Cavaliers 3-2. How about that?
Nice job, Tribe.
Strikes out the side.
Yep. And
the ball game. The Indians advance.
Good job, Indians.
And win the sectional title with a 12-0 win over Waynesfield Goshen. Congratulations to Jerry Cow. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And the Fort Recovery Indians move on into districts with a 4-0 victory over the Marion Local Fly. The Fort Recovery faithful rise to their feet.
Two outs. John Niemeyer, the number two hitter. Ben right fielder. He's been on all three times.
I'll tell you what, the Cats had the Let's Go Cats chant going, but that ended pretty quick.
It lasted about four pitches.
Yeah.
Is there any ball? Jackson fires it to first. Yes, sir!
All right.
Indians are the district champions, defeating the Minster Wildcats 7-2. How about that, folks?
Sydney Lehman is up to face Jackson Hobbs. Pitch, ground ball up the middle. Step on second, throw to first, double play! And the Fort Recovery Indians win the regional semifinals over Sydney Lehman by a score of 5-2. The Indians...
One out away from going to Columbus. Ground ball, second base. Maxie's up. Throws it across.
Where are you going? Stay, baby.
Columbus.
All right.
Win. 7-9.
Get up, boys. Get up.
Look at
him.
That's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Are we wrapped up?
We're still on. We're still live.
We're still on.
We want
to thank everybody for listening tonight.
Yep.
We got a huge week coming up with the alumni and the Jubilee and
fun month.
That alumni tournament is a lot of fun. There are just some great people to go visit.
That's our homies.
That's right. Yep. That's our homies.
And then the Jubilee.
The Boobilee.
Got to go get jubilized.
Wes, anything else to bring up here, Bub, before we call our night?
One more thing about the Cavs, maybe? Root for the Cavs?
I don't know. I'm ready for Thursday
night.
Tomorrow
night? Picking the Cavs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I've got confidence in my team.
Yeah.
So.
My team. I love that.
I love that.
He's a Cav fan.
I just feel like I'm one of the few guys who stuck with them through thick and thin.
Even when LeBron went to Miami?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was a LeBron guy, but I still watched a good number of Cavs games. Even
wasn't there something I read about Miami thinking about getting another big hoo-ha to get?
Four?
Yeah, they're up to something there. Well,
they'd like to get Dwayne Wade one more shot.
I think.
Yeah, that's nice. Because he's a great player. It'd be nice to give him another shot at doing something good.
D. Wade may just have to come to Cleveland. Or is he a lifer?
No. Don't you ever count that out. Yeah. Him and LeBron have a bond.
Yeah, they're buds.
Well, LeBron can get anybody he wants to come play with him. That's why this whole Kevin Love thing, whatever he ends up doing, you're really going to find out who the player he is. Because if you leave LeBron, you're crazy.
Not necessarily.
Yes, you are.
No, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, you are. You.
Huh?
Why?
Because if he leaves, if Kevin Love decides to move on, that means it tells you what kind of player he is?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Let's say he goes to L.A. What does that tell you?
No, what if he isn't happy in Cleveland? What if his family ain't happy in Cleveland? Money don't mean nothing to these guys.
Yeah, I know.
No, so... they just want to
win. Yeah, so they want to win. That's why he should stay in Cleveland.
No, they want to be happy. That's what it's about, being happy. That when you get to a certain part of your life, there's a lot of them guys that want to be happy. Winning is great, but it ain't everything.
I think he'll stay one more year.
I do, too. I think he will, too. I don't think he's...
Yeah, I hope he
does. Just because he was not... He was just short-ended there in the playoffs.
Well, and he got grilled. I mean, he did. He got grilled for you know, and everybody said him and LeBron didn't have a very good relationship, and you know, his numbers were down, but his numbers are going to be down playing with
LeBron
and Kyrie Irving. I mean, you're not going to put up to 20-10, but he still averaged 16 or 17 and 9 boards maybe. I don't know. Kevin Love's a hell of a player.
Right.
I hope he's back because if he is.
Well, and if he does leave, then Cleveland got ultimately screwed in that trade. You know, I mean, we just gave up Wiggins and we got pretty much nothing in return. But
well,
I think he'll be there one more year. I really do.
You can't.
He wants to. He'll want a championship, and I think Wes is right. A good chance to get your championships probably with LeBron right now. So he'll do one more year.
Yeah, you never know. Hope you're right.
Injuries are always there.
Yeah, that's right.
Any sport.
Reds are finding that out too.
Oh yeah, what the heck. Al McCoy said last week, you know, he picked the Reds to be last or second last.
And Milwaukee.
He said because if they lose any of their starters, they're in trouble.
So thin.
Yeah, and now look what they've got. They've lost Cozart now, too. Marlon Byrd, Mazarasco.
Yeah, think about that. Homer Bailey.
Yeah, lost his starting pitcher. Lost
and we're speaking of Hal McCoy, Chuck is in the process of trying to find that, and we're going to play the Hal McCoy
interview.
Not the interview, the whole thing, including the interview, after this show.
Oh, wow.
So, that'd be good.
And it will end up getting in the archives. We've just had a little trouble getting it in there, but it's going to end up.
First half of his speech.
I enjoyed the crap out of that.
He was outstanding.
I thought the library really did a hell of a job getting him in here.
It's a great thing just to have some Yahoo telling stories, but he not only had great stories, he told great stories.
He's a Hall of Famer, man.
Yeah, a lot of people that have the good stories, they don't know how to tell them. He did a great job of telling the stories.
That's the most books he's ever sold at one of his signings.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I really wanted to get my hands on one of his books, but he said they were all sold out. But
you can read mine. I can read mine. Yeah.
Hey, they got some of the library.
Sound good? Nah, I already went up there and asked.
I think they got it.
I think they're talking about getting some. Did I hear it right? They're going to send some back to Fort Recovery.
That sounds like a Stroh. Is that Stroh's over
that
there?
It didn't
Spencer?
Sound like one. It is one.
Okay.
It looks like one.
Oh, that's definitely a Stroh's, that thing. Here's a pop. That's bohemian.
And what you heard was you've heard of the Fraze Pavilion down in Dayton?
Yeah.
Ermal Fraze invented the pop top. He invented the pull top, and he invented the leave it on top.
I bet.
Yeah, he got like a hundredth of a cent for every one of those, and he's a bazillionaire.
He is a bazillionaire, isn't he?
Yeah, he gave him all the money for Fraze Pavilion, and he still has.
He invented the pop top.
He invented the pop top. He invented the pull top, the ones that you actually pulled off, and then he invented.
My dad still got a couple of those in the fridge, I think.
And well, they're probably ready to drink now. They've been aged.
Hey, Perry Hall just texted me and said the summer swim team, the Eels.
Ooh, yeah, I got the schedule
Eels
right here.
Started the season off tonight against St. Henry?
No, canceled, I think.
Huh?
Well, I think Perry
was that their first one?
Well, last Thursday with the 4th, they had South Adams, and I think that one got something.
Maybe that's
wait a minute. Was canceled. Nope. Wait a minute, just text me again.
Yeah. Okay.
Tomorrow at noon is the meet now.
Okay.
Oh, it says this says 5:40.
NVM, is that never warm-ups? Mind? So that means tomorrow is now the meet. So if you want to go out and
Thursday. Perry, I tell you what, I got to give that guy a pat on the back when I see him next time for listening to us a lot. What a dude.
I'm a Perry Hall fan.
What a dude, I tell you.
I'm a Perry Hall fan. I'll tell you that right now.
I like the whole
thing. I hope his.
Big Fee's still listening?
His cartoon drawing career goes well. He's a cartoonist.
You know, he showed me some of the stuff he did.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It's unbelievable.
I don't know. I'm sure he has a lot of it on his Facebook and other stuff.
Did you ever see some of the stuff he did?
Perry, can you text us where people could go look at some of your stuff? I don't know if you have a web page, but I know I see stuff on his Facebook page a lot. That's just, you're thinking, I couldn't do that. I can't even look that. I can't make that in my mind, much less put it on.
You know, he says you're making him blush, guys.
Oh, well.
Hey, hang in there, Frank. Come on, man.
Just tell us where we can go look at some of that stuff, because it's unbelievable.
He even made me a Christmas present.
My sister Joni now works at the Art Academy. She lives right across the road from the Art Academy, and she now has a new position.
Atlanta?
In Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Oh, wow. Yep.
So she's, maybe if you know her, text Bubba. But you have to tell her you're from Fort Recovery, because you guys can. She'll take you out to lunch.
If you type in perryhallstuff.com.
Yeah.
Cool.
Perryhallstuff.com.
Pages on pages, I'm going to guess, because I just keep seeing stuff, and it's unbelievable what he can do.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable.
Type it in. Check it out. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, my special guests, Wes Winnie, Dave Kelp.
Been a pleasure.
To the best.
Bobby.
To the best. Producer Charlie, owner Spency.
And coming up will be the Hal McCoy talk. And Bubba and Fee and Calpy, you were in on that too with Hal McCoy, weren't you? Talking with Hal. So
I don't have the Sports Talk edition, but that's in the archives.
Oh, okay. Okay, the Sports Talk is in there, just the speech. Okay.
The speech is good.
And the Hal McCoy interview, the Sports Talk part, is in the archives. So you can go back and listen to that, but we'll have the half hour, 45-minute speech.
Been a pleasure.
Coming up next.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Wayne IGA is sponsoring the Jubilee Rib Cook-Off Contest. That will be Saturday of the Jubilee, June 20th at 7:30 down by the Duck Race stand. You will need to register at the Wayne IGA Meat Department by June 19th. And the registration fee includes a full slab of baby back ribs that you will prepare at the Jubilee. So be sure you bring your grill, your smoker, or whatever you're going to use, plus any tools necessary and all your spices down to the Jubilee, and you will prepare the ribs at the Jubilee. The winner will receive a $100 Wayne IGA gift certificate and a gas grill. Again, Saturday of the Jubilee, Wayne IGA Jubilee Rib Cook-Off Contest.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, everybody. What a great turnout. Thanks for coming out. I really appreciate it. First thing I have to say is
That's fabulous. That's fabulous that Fort Recovery's in the state tournament, and I wish them all the greatest luck in the world. I was fortunate enough when I was a kid to get to play high school baseball, and we made it to the regional finals. We never made it to the state, so go Fort Recovery. Back in 1973, I was covering the University of Dayton Flyers basketball team, and two beats on the Dayton Daily News came open. One of them was the Cincinnati Bengals, and the other was the Cincinnati Reds. And my sports editor came to me and said, "You've been here the longest. Do you want either one of those beats?" And being a baseball guy all my life and wanting to be a baseball writer, I jumped on the Reds. I said, "I want to cover the Cincinnati Reds." And I was always glad that I took the Reds over the Bengals because I was never a very good crime reporter. Now, you got that one, huh? I've been given credit for naming the Big Red Machine, but I have to share that with Lee May, the Big Bopper, who played for the Reds back in the 1970s. I was covering a game one day, and the Reds came from behind. They were down like 8-2 in the eighth inning, and they came back and won the game 9-8. And after the game, I went to the clubhouse, and Lee May is in there going, "We're a machine. We're just a machine."